Stop in the name of Jesus Christ and let me bless you with his word today. Come on, because it's going to be a blessing. And I love God's word. And listen, every time we hear it, I know you want to scroll past and stuff. But listen, if you could sit on here for hours and hours watching all these videos. And look, I like watching funny videos too, okay? It's not a bad thing to watch funny videos. But sometimes it's better to get God's word into you so you can grow in him. Our main purpose on this earth is to know more about him, to grow into him more, to be like him more, to prepare us for where we're going when we enter eternal life. Come on, come on. All right. Matthew 12, verses 22 through probably about 30. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom by your sons cast them out, therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his good unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Let's just start at the end there. He who is not with me is against me. I was a lukewarm Christian before I was truly saved. I thought, oh, I got baptized. I accepted Jesus. I accepted him up here, not here. It wasn't true salvation. I didn't give my life to him. It was on my conditions and my terms. I lived for me still. I still had sex out of marriage. I was still partying every weekend. I was living a life set for me, not for him. I was not saved, 100% not saved. But I thought I was because mainstream church doesn't teach that baptism isn't what saves you. Yes, you need to be baptized and it is an important part, yes. But the true salvation comes from being born again, giving your heart to Jesus Christ, picking up your cross and following him and denying yourself. That's why he says, he who is not with me is against me. There's no in between. You're either for him or against him. And it says right here, or how can one man enter a strong man's house and plunder his good unless he first binds the strong man? We have the power to bind the devil. Devil, I bind you over my family. You have no power and authority over him. I rebuke you right now. Devil, I bind you over my marriage. I tell you right now, you have no power and authority over my wife. See, those are examples that you can use in day-to-day life to bind the devil over situations or scenarios, right? To be able to bind him so that way that he can't destroy, because that's what he comes in to do, steal, kill, and destroy. And you have the power to smash him under your feet.